And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. Despite a vote expected later this week on a $100 a month pay raise for state teachers, the Oklahoma Education Association says the state's schools need much more than that. Oklahoma Education Association President Alicia Priest says they need at least $400 million more for classroom supplies and support staff pay raises. She's not ruling out another walkout.
A walkout is never a goal. It's a reaction to legislative inaction.
Last year, educators walked out of the classroom for 9 days to protest pay and working conditions. It is April 15th. It is tax day, both in Oklahoma and for the federal government. You have until midnight to file if you are old-fashioned and don't trust those newfangled computers. The airport post office on Cargo Road will be open until 11 tonight. Put this in the back of your mind. Wednesday could be a rough weather day. The Storm Prediction Center at Norman says all modes of severe weather will be possible in this part of the state Wednesday afternoon and evening. Oklahoma is experiencing more departures than arrivals. Chad Wilkerson is with the Oklahoma City Office of the Federal Reserve. He says there has been an exodus from this state over the past 3 years, and he thinks he knows why.
One thing we saw in looking deep at the data was that all of the net out migration was for working age adults, prime age working age, which is between 25 and 54. So that suggests that it has to do with the economy.
And that may have been brought on by fluctuations in the energy industry. Cruising is as much part of growing up in Tulsa as Pennington's and Black Bottom Pie. Okay, I'm showing my age. The cruising today is not done in Brookside, but on Memorial, and the merchants between 41st and 51st say they have had enough. They have asked police to step up the no loitering in that area. They did so over the weekend with nearly 20 citations handed out. A First Amendment conference is planned for later this month at the University of Central Oklahoma. The conference will coincide with the Oklahoma Journalism Hall of Fame induction on the 25th. Our weather forecast, sunny and very nice, 78 for a high today, clear, pleasant tonight, 59 for a low. Right now, it is clear and 49. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.